Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishdabru Yomi program is Samach Dalid Omud Aleph. And we are in the third volume of Mishdabru, and we are in the middle of the Dinim of Simon Reish Pehe, the wonderful Halachos of Shtayim Mikra V'Echa Targum. And we had read the beginning part of Siv Dalid yesterday. We'll quickly chazer it over now. But the Mechaber told us that it's a mitzvah in a muvchor, Shiyashlim Osar Kodim Shiyoch B'Shabbos. The person should finish reading the Shtayim Mikra V'Echa Targum before his lunch Suda on Shabbos. But if you didn't get a chance, then you can finish it afterwards. Ad ha-mincha. You have all day long until mincha time. And mincha time, you're starting to read already the next parsha. So some suggest that's the end of Shtayim Mikra V'Echa Targum for that week parsha, at least lechatchila. The Mechaber tells us in Sif Katan Tes, the Chedi'i says, we learned b'medrash, Shetziva Rebbe is born of Rebbe, told his children the following: Al tochlu lechem b'Shabbos. Don't eat your lunch day meal on Shabbos. At shetigmu es kol haparsha, until you finish reading Shtayim Mikra V'Echa Targum. Dish foot number 25 brings down that an achilas aroy would be permitted according to the Kesos Shulchan. Yochol lechol kodem shi'ikur Shtayim Mikra V'Echa Targum. You shouldn't be starving, and therefore you could eat a little bit, but you shouldn't have the full suda. Nevertheless, the Mishnah continues: We call makum pashut dein la'akib machmazeh ha'achila alachachatzos ukilad dekamim b'simin reish peiches dezel rak mitzvah. A person should not miss out on the important idea of eating before Chatzos on Shabbos. You're not supposed to fast on Shabbos to fulfill this mitzvah, this idea of saying Shtayim Mikra before you have your meal. And he points out as well in the Sharet Zion, the Mishnah Berurah that is in Os Yedalid, or if you have guests waiting, so you shouldn't say to the guests, wait till I'm done staying Shtayim Mikra V'Echa Targum. In that situation, it would be better to eat with the guests, not keep them hungry, and stay Shtayim Mikra V'Echa Targum after lunch. Mishnah Berurah continues and writes, "Ulechatchila me'anochum." The proper way from the start is, "In lo korish nayim mikra v'echa targum be'erev Shabbos." If you haven't read it on erev Shabbos, you should get up early Shabbos morning, lahashkin b'Shabbos b'boker, v'likro hashnayim mikra v'echa targum kodem halichotzu lebeis haknesses. You should finish it off before you go to shul in the morning. And this, in fact, is found in the Or HaZeruah in the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, and is also found in the Tamidei Rabbeinu Yonah in the beginning of Brachos. Ayin Shom, look in those places. Chavetz Chaim brings down in the Biha Halacha Dibra Masu Kodum Shiochal that the Magen Avraham brought down several ideas over here. He brings down from the Sefer Kavanos from the Arizal, Mashma de Lechatchila Yashlim Be'erev Shabbos. You should ideally finish it off on Erev Shabbos, and only if you're unable to do so by some extenuating circumstances, you can finish it off on Shabbos. The Beis Yosef and the Magen Meisharim bring down the Lechatchila Yashlim Be'erev Shabbos. You should start on Erev Shabbos, Yashlim Be'Shabbos, and finish it on Shabbos. And we've already brought down many other different opinions how people do it. And again, as I pointed out earlier, the Mishnah Berurah said, any way that you do it is fine. There's invariably some posek that you can rely upon to do it the way that you feel most comfortable. I told people always, much, much better to do it in a way that may or may not be ideal according to everybody, but as Yotze, than not doing it all because you can't do it in the ideal way that maybe some of the poskim say you should. Then the Mishnah Berurah of Kanyut says that you have until Mincha, because the Mimincha Ulamala, Maschil HaNatziv, will of course Parsha Shavua Abba, because we already pointed out, once it's already Mincha time on Shabbos afternoon, you're starting to read next week's Parsha, and therefore you, so to say, according to this first opinion, have lost out. You no longer can say Shtayim Mikra V'Echa Targum for the Shabbos morning Parsha, because we're already up to the Shabbos Mincha Parsha, which is next week's Parsha. Tishuvah number 26 brings down. Kol zman shu'atzmu lo ispala mincha. I brought this down yesterday. Shir outside. Here we see it inside from Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, that if you haven't yet davened mincha, even though it's zman of mincha, you certainly still can finish off the Shabbos morning's parsha. Tzos ha'shulchan adds mikol makom im kvar ispala mincha bebati knesset shavir af shehu adayin lo ispala. But if some shuls have already davened, but you haven't davened mincha yet, then it's too late, according to this opinion, to say shtayim mikra v'echa targum for Shabbos' morning's parsha. That's not called being mashlim parshios of imatzibur. Tishuvah number 27 brings down, if you didn't reach Dayan Mikra before Mincha, so the Ksos HaShulchan says, you should read it after Mincha. And don't rely upon the sheet that it says you should read it only before Mincha. You can rely upon the other sheet that it says you have until Wednesday, until Tuesday evening, to have finished off Shtayim Mikra V'Echa Targum. And then, of course, there's the further sheet that we'll learn in a moment inside that says you actually have till Simchas Torah. Dishavu number 28 brings down that on Shabbos Chol HaMoed, when you don't have the regular Shabbos reading, so Rav Yashiv brings down that you shouldn't start reading Shtayim Mikra V'Echa Targum until you've finished that Shabbos Chol HaMoed and you're on to the next week already. Others disagree and say, however, that since you've already started learning by the Shabbos beforehand by Mincha, that Parsha, so even though there's an intervening Shabbos Chol HaMoed where you don't read the Parsha, for example, by Shmini, this happens all the time, you read Shmini, and then the next Shabbos is Shabbos Chol HaMoed Pesach, so you don't read Shmini that Shabbos, you only read it the following Shabbos, so you have two Shabbos Minchas, where you read Shmini, for example, so according to this other opinion brought down by Rav Ozen Zatzal and the Shevet HaLevi, you can start saying Shtayim Mikra once you've already started learning Shmini the first Shabbos. You don't have to wait until you read Shmini the second Shabbos afternoon. Chavetz Chaim in Bir Halacha Dibra Maschu Yashlem Achar Achila brings down that the reason why Rebbe told his children to make sure that you finish off Shtayim Mikra B'Yachad Tagim before you eat lunch is because when you start eating lunch, it brings down from the Arzarua, you may get so filled and you may get tired, and therefore you're going to end up maybe missing out on finishing off the Shtayim Mikra B'Yachad Tagim. Better to do it before you have the heavy meal. Then the Mechaber continues and he brings down V'Yei Shomrim. This is brought down from the Agos Mehilchus Tefillah in the name of the Maram, that you have the opportunity to still stay Shtayim Mikra V'Yachad Tagim Ad Revi B'Shabbos until Tuesday night, i.e. Wednesday in Halacha. The Mishnah explains in Sivkot Yud Alef, the Shlosha Yomim Horishonim Shayochim Adayin Kitzas L'Shabbos Sh'Avar. The first 3 days of the week, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, are a throwback to the previous Shabbos. As Amir Tzashem, we will learn in Simen Reish Tzadi Tes Sivvav in regards to Avdallah. One can still make Avdallah until Tuesday afternoon going into Tuesday night because it's still a throwback to Shabbos. So to over here, L'chein B'di'evet Yochol L'Hashlem. If you didn't do Shtayim Mikra in the more optimal way, you still, according to this opinion, can do Shtayim Mikra until Tuesday going into Wednesday. Then he brings down V'yei Shomrim. The Mechaber tells us another opinion, also brought down in the name of the Rabbeinu Simcha, that a person can go and still finish off Shtayim Mikra V'yachad Tagim Ad Shmini Atzeres. Until Shmini Atzeres, which the Ramah adds, Dahayinu V'Simchas Torah, Sh'oz Mashlimim Atzibur. Nowadays in Chutz Laretz, so this means until Simchas Torah, when we finish off the laning and we start the new recitation of Bereishis from the beginning. Mishnah Berurah explains this in Sifkot Yud Beis. Hayinu be'Eretz Yisrael, Shisham Osim Shmini Atzeres, Rak Yom Echad. In Eretz Yisrael, where there's only one day of Shmini Atzeres / Simchas Torah together, so then you have only until that day. The Gomer Matzibur, as I say for Torah, on Shmini Atzeres in Eretz Yisrael, they start reading Bereishis. And therefore, Lekach B'di'eved Mikri Ad Yom Hahu Mashlim Parsha Yosef Matzibur. Therefore, you should try to finish it off by then because that's called finishing off with the Tzibur. However, you certainly, ideally, should try to follow the first opinion that says you finish off reading Shtayim Mikra V'Yachad Tagim for that week before the Shabbos laning. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yud Gimel says, V'yesh lo likros o Shtayim Mikra V'Yachad Tagim udlo ka'osin shekorim mikra l'chut. If a person didn't read it until Simchas Torah, so you still have to read Shtayim Mikra V'Yachad Tagim. Don't be satisfied just reading Shtayim Mikra, kivin shechoser lo gam ha'tagim, because you're missing out on the Tagim, which is a requirement. At least, if you're not going to do the Tagim, as we pointed out in yesterday's share, make sure you do Rashi or some other very good Perish, at least, but if you can't do the Tagim. Then, the Mechaber tells us, Sivhei, Yochel Likros HaParsha Shtayim Mikra V'Yachad Tagim B'Shas Kriyas HaTorah. One can fulfill, partially, his reading of Shtayim Mikra V'Yachad Tagim while the Chazan is laning the Parsha, if you say it along quietly with him. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, in Sivkot Nidalit, we've already learned the Besim and Kuf Membav and the Mogen Avram, Sivkot and Hey, he brings down the name of the Shalah, Shemachmer, that he doesn't like this approach. El, what should you do? El, Hakol Tzrichel, Lishmo, HaKriya, Mipi HaShliach Tzibur. You should listen very, very carefully to the Shliach Tzibur's saying of the laning, the Chaynu Das Agra, and this was the opinion, as we already brought down as well, of the Vilna Gaon, Shehuva B'Sefer Ma'aseh Rav, as is brought down in the Sefer Ma'aseh Rav, which tells us about the practices of the Vilna Gaon, the Tzarech L'Shmo Kol Teva V'Teva V'Liros B'Chumish. You should listen carefully to every word and look inside in the Chumish, V'Lo Yisayeya La'Kori Klal, and not read along with the laner. However, umash v'shatovso ikur kidasa shiboli leket b'shem rabo v'aram shuva b'agos my money v'desiosu shom derak ben gavur legavur mutter. So when we're saying over here that you can count this for shtayim mikra v'yachad tagim, that goes like the opinion that says you're allowed to do this in between the aliyos, but not during the aliyah itself. Nevertheless, mikomokom nira the likro b'lachash milu b'milu mashiach tzibur ein lahachmir b'zeh. There are those that say you certainly can, and as we'll see in a moment, should go and read along very quietly along with the Balkriya in order that you can concentrate on every word that he says and follow it along well. Kivin shemachavin gom oz gam lishmo kol teva mitiav shliach tzibur, because this way you'll hear every single word from the shliach tzibur. And the Mogen Avraham, in fact, brings down v'shem demati Moshe de lachila noson nochon lasuskin. You should, in fact, do this. Not that it's acceptable by the Eved, but lechatchila, that's the optimal way to do this. And in fact, kain kosu kamachronim, which the Mishnah Berurah in the Shaar HaTzion Os Yedzayin tells us is levush the Diri Chamudos, the Shulchan Atzi Shittim, and others who all say that it's preferable. And I personally think this is a very good way to concentrate during the laning, not fall asleep and not daydream, and certainly not to talk to somebody. If you're saying along mila b'mila quiet, so not to disturb anybody else with the person who's laning, that's an excellent way to concentrate on the laning. The issue of footnote 31 brings down, certainly, for somebody to say, Shtayim Mikra V'Yachad Tagim during Chazaras HaShatz, Reb Chaim Kanievsky says you're absolutely not yotze, even b'diavad, because that's called a mitzvah habor b'aveira. Allah has kama v'kama. If a person is not allowed to say shtayim mikra and learn during the chazaras hashatz, so much more so should a person not speak dvarim b'talim, wasted time and conversation with a friend. The issue for number 32 brings down that the great stipler Gon Zatzal would go and specifically say along quietly with the person who's laning and biyotze one of his shtayim mikras with this way of listening. And he says, ben gavra le gavra, he would go and read the Targum. Then the Ramah says, go and look, ayin le'el in Simon Kuf Mem Vav, which the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sipkot and Tes Vav, the Shom over there, Masik HaMechaber B'Sif Beis, that the Mechaber tells us over there, the Nochun the Hamedaktik Bidvar, a person very careful in his actions, L'chavein Daito L'Shomam Mipi HaKori, you should listen carefully to the person who's laning, as opposed to saying it along with him, you should just listen very carefully because of the chashash that there are those poskim that we just brought down that says you shouldn't say it along with him. Again, bottom line, if a person is not going to concentrate well and is going to concentrate better by saying it along quietly, much better to say it along quietly. Sifav, the Mechaber tells us, Malam de Tinokos, the Rabbeinu would teach the young children in school the Parsha of the week, so they would end up saying the Parsha of the week many times to the young children, so that Malamed ain't Srichim Lachso Velikros of Parsha of B'Shabbos. That Malamed, who's already said Shtayim Mikra many times, doesn't have to go and reread Shtayim Mikra for that Shabbos. He's already been Yotze, as the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Sifkot and Tez Zayin. The daf could be a man. That was true in their days. Shoyulomdim perish hamikra matinokos, that they'd actually learn what the psukim mean. So they would yotzi not only the shtayim mikra but also the tagum. And therefore, the kachiyotzim is a kamidei tagum. Kidalel b'sif beis, as we've already pointed out. Avolim lo made perish hamilos lechot. If the Rebbe is teaching a first grade class, a kindergarten class, and he's just saying the very basic translation of the words, lo yotzi de tagum, that would fulfill the shtayim mikra part, but it wouldn't fulfill the tagum part. Elosh nepam mikra, but he would be yotzi the reading of the Torah because he definitely said that many times. Devade koro imatikinoko shnepam, because he read that many times, at least two times, with the young children. Dershah foot number 33 brings down that this only works according to those that say that you can read the psukim all together and then only say the tagum afterwards. According to those that say you have to read a pasuk twice and then the tagum, you would not be yotze in this fashion. The Mishnah Berurah concludes and he says, "V'lochein tzarich lomar tagum biatzo." In this situation, you were yotze the shtayim mikra, but you weren't yotze the tagum if you had a young class and you just said the bare meaning of the words and no perushim. Therefore, that person, that rebbe, would have to go and repeat at least the tagum. And he brings it down near the matzis a shekel. And also, this is the opinion of Chaim Mitzadeh Haprima Godu. Mishnah Berurah of Kohen Yudzayin says, "Mikan shen nigun hatamim eno ma'akev." You see, from the fact that the Rebbe is allowed to be yotze his shtayim mikra, he didn't lain it to the children. He probably just said it to them in a regular way of speaking to the children and not laning it necessarily. So therefore, you see from here that it's not ma'akev legavi shtayim mikra v'yachotagim if you didn't say it with the trop. And this is brought down in the name of the Prima God. Now we go to the Mechaber Siv Zayin. The Mechaber tells us, Ein tzarich likros parshas yomtiv. When yomtiv comes out, so one might have thought that that's also something that you should read shtayim mikra v'yachotagim, but the Mechaber tells us, no, you don't have to go and read shtayim mikra v'yachotagim. Why is this? So the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Yuches explains, Rosh Lomer, the Mechaber is teaching us over here, she'ein tzarich likros li'atzmo shtayim mikra v'yachotagim, for the laning of a yomtiv, whether it falls out on Shabbos or not, you don't have to say shtayim mikra v'yachotagim on the yontif laning, because the whole kvar kara kol haTorah midei Shabbos b'Shabbato, because from one Simchas Torah to the next Simchas Torah, you've read the entire Torah. So the fact that you're also going to read parts again on Sukkot, and parts again on Pesach, so that's irrelevant. You've already read them, or will read them, depending on the time of the year that you're in, and therefore, you do not have to go and read them specifically for yontif. The Deir Shifut number 34 brings down. The same thing is true for the Dalet Parashios, Parashas Shkolim, all the extra psukim that you say there, Parashas Parah, Parashas Achodesh, Parashas Zohar, those extra psukim are not included in the Shtayim Mikra V'Yachotagim because you read them in their proper Shabbos place already, or that you will read it when you get to there. Then the Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, "V'yom Hoshana Rabba Yikra Shtayim Mikra V'Yachotagim Parashas Zos HaBracha." When is the proper time to say Shtayim Mikra V'Yachotagim for Zos HaBracha? Because that parsha we started laning the Mincha time of the week before, but since Zos HaBracha is not necessarily laned on Shabbos, so therefore it's not really counted from the week before. You should only read it once it is now Hoshana Rabba, which is the day right before you're going to lane the Zos HaBracha on Shmini Atzeres. At least in Eretz Yisrael, in Chutz Loris, it would be, of course, Simchas Torah. Yom Kor B'Yom Shmini Atzeres Lo Hifzit. And if you didn't read it on Shana Rabbah, but you read it on Shmini Atzeres, you also are okay. And he brings down the name of the Shari Tshuva. The issue foot number 35 brings down that we've learned in Siman Tov Reish Samach Tes. There it says the poskim shebelel simchas Torah yikoris apar shemin shemayim mikviyachat targum she'achol shuzmana. There they suggest that you should start reading Zos HaBracha only on Simchas Torah night, not on Hoshana Rabbah. Now we go to the Ramah. Hagah v'chein ain tzorich likros haav toros. He brings down the name of the Mordechai that one doesn't have to go and do shtayim mikviyachat targum for the haftorah of that week. And the Ramah continues, and he says, Mikol Makum, nevertheless, Noagu Likros HaFtorah. There are those righteous individuals that would go and read the HaFtorah, Shtayim Mikro V'yecha Targum. And he explains, in Sivkot Yutes, the Mishnah Berurah says, Tam HaMinug, the reasoning for this Minug is, Shemo Yikru L'moach L'matir, because maybe you're going to get called up to the Matir, and you'll have to lay in the HaFtorah. And in this way, by preparing and reading it twice before, and with the Targum, V'boki V'rogil Bot, you'll be able to know it well, and be able to say it clearly. The issue for number 36 brings down, this is assuming that there is no set Baal Kriya who's laning the Haftorah from a cloth. But if it's in a place where every week there's a special laner who reads from a cloth, and they don't expect the person who's getting the Haftorah, who makes the brachos on the Haftorah, to actually read the Haftorah, he just says the brachos, then the laner, the professional laner on the cloth, reads the Haftorah, just like we do by the laning, and then the person concludes with the end brachos of the Haftorah. So in that situation, he brings down, you don't have to read the Haftorah before, and Shtayim Mirkur V'yachatagim, because you're not going to read it anyway. And the Mishnah Berurah points out, now continuing the Mishnah Berurah, this is as opposed to Masha Enkim, a Parsha Suyantiv. The Parsha Suyantiv, in that situation, Shasham, Achazan hu akore. There, the fact the person who is laning is not the one getting the aliyah. So you don't necessarily have this same principle applying. Finally, the Ramah concludes this beautiful siman of Shtayim Mikro V'yecha Targum by saying, Ubishavas shel chasina. On the Shabbos, you have a chasin in the shul, Yikra ha-haftorah. What we call the offer Shabbos, you should read the haftorah shel Shabbos, the regular Shabbos haftorah, as opposed to there was a custom, which he brings down for the Piskei Maroi, below Sos Osis. They didn't read the special haftorah called Sos Osis for a chasin. Some places had that custom. The Ramah says that's not the right way to do it. You should read the regular Shabbos haftorah. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Chaf explains, Rosh Lomayda Ramah is telling us over here that there is this minog. Sheesh minog be'ez makomus. There's a minog in certain places. And the Chofetz Chaim in Shaar HaTzion Os Yotes brings this down from the Beis Yosef. He brings it down from the Machzis HaShekel. And also the Vilna Gaon is Mashma L'chora, the Koran Rak Sos Osis. That they only read this Sos Osis and they didn't read the regular Shabbos HaFtorah. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah brings down in some places, Shekoran B'tzibur Levad HaFtorah Sasidra, besides the HaFtorah of the regular week, they would read Od Eze Psukim HaFtorah Sos Osis. They would bring some additional Psukim that they would add on when there was an offer of Shabbos, when the Chosin was there. And he brings down, this is because Mishum Dechsiv Bo, it says in this HaFtorah, Kechosan Yechahin Pe'er, which deals with the Chosin. So V'gomer, that's why they would specifically read this on an offer of Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says, "V'chomash malon." We see from here the b'shar shekori liatsam haftorah. When you're reading the haftorah to yourself, ain't tzorich likros elups apsukim. You don't have to read these psukim. Mishum duhu matzui v'shagur b'fiakol ubaki behen below zuakriya, and therefore everybody's familiar with these psukim over here, and you don't have to prepare for them beforehand, and therefore you don't have to read them even if they're going to be read on Shabbos. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, and he says, "Uva arba parshos yikru haftorah." The arba parshos, the special four parshos, as we pointed out many times, Shkolim, Zohar, Chodesh, and Parah. So these four parshios, they have their own special laning for the maftir, and they all have their own special haftoros, not from the regular weekly haftorah reading that you would have expected if it wasn't one of these special four Shabboses. With this, we conclude the wonderful Siman Reish Behei, the Dinim Shtayim Mikro V'yechot Targum. Mitzvah Shem, we should all be zochet to do this mitzvah more optimally and with more eslavos, and be all zochet to the great mitzvah of Arichas Yomim Vishonim that we get for reading Shtayim Mikro V'yechot Targum. This concludes today's shir and Siman Reish Behei.